Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe.
Produced.
Right.
Yeah, which, you know, sometimes I think I should do the same to get my first movie produced. I could be like the gangster rapper of indie films.
Right.
Yeah, it's an idea. What's going on, my man? We lost someone today. He's in Las Vegas, I believe. Nevada?
Yeah, when did he go there? Did he go there today?
Yeah, I said, yeah, what's today? Today's the 16th? Yeah, I believe it was, I think you told me the 15th. Which reminds me, I have to pick him up. I know, sliding out the back door, ooh.
Yeah,
he texts me, oh, I'm in Vegas, laugh out loud. LOL. You know he's having a good time when he LOLs, because he never
LOLs. He's an LOLer. Right.
No, he's not an LOLer at all. Oh. I'm getting a call from probably an irate customer. But
Let's not get
alone. Yeah, I'm getting the heat, my man. People looking for me.
What, from stuff?
Yeah, from the stuff, yep. Haven't... I don't know.
I mean, honestly, what do they think, you know?
Well... The majority of the customers know me for years, so they're calm and that they know their stuff isn't stolen. But other than that, there's a few people. You know, I didn't let them know the situation at all.
Yeah.
Well, because the logic being is that you let them know what the situation is and, oh, my bedroom furniture came from Italy and cost me $10,000. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
When they're fucking broke-ass Puerto Ricans. that don't have two pennies to rub together. There's a couple customers, I feel bad for, and there's one lady that's fucking leaving me messages that she's called the cops on me and reported stuff stolen, etc.
Oh, wonderful.
Because after a while, it was just no more telling her, you know, oh, you know, it's in transit, etc., you know what I mean?
Right.
So, that's a fucking nightmare, man. So, you know, fuck it. Moving forward.
Yeah, so maybe we do have to start selling drugs.
Yeah, because there's no other options for a non-college graduate from the Bronx, I believe. That's, you know, the course of action.
I'm with you, brother.
Let's do it,
actually,
man. I mean,
speaking of which, I do have good news, which is somewhat related, but maybe not.
It's a drug selling? Okay, go ahead.
Actually, finally had prescription drugs for my back.
Oh, really? Like for your back? Damn. Just for anyone who's listening, Mick has been walking like, what did we say? A faceless nurse from Silent Hill.
Right. For the last 2 months, and I finally have drugs. And the best part is I have 6 refills. I have, like, you can give me, like, a prescription for a month.
Nice. Is that hardcore stuff?
And I have, here's the thing. Supposedly it is. But I don't feel a difference at all. Like, I don't feel any better. Like, he told
that
me,
bad.
He told me, he goes, for the first few days, I want you to only take half a pill because it's probably going to knock you out. So I was like, oh, okay, good. So I took a full pill anyway, and no difference. Like, the only slight difference is that when I wake up, I'm, like, really tired. It's not the kind of thing where, like, I take it and 20 minutes later, I'm, like, woozy. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
the only thing is you're fucking groggy, which
right.
is not a help.
Yeah, groggy in the morning, that's about it. But other than that, I mean, supposedly these are, like, you know, I don't know if they're powerful drugs, but at least, you know, it's something that probably under the right circumstances you can make a buck or two on the black market for.
Nice. Is it a big name? Percocet? Lithium? Whatever?
Ultram.
Never even heard of it, so no.
Yeah, I haven't either, but supposedly I was reading it. It's potentially habit-forming, so that's good.
Well, anything, you know, pain-relieving, but
yeah.
Obviously it's not doing anything, so... Probably.
Well,
not.
That's just because I'm a mess, but we'll see. Yeah. I just have to actually start my physical therapy tomorrow.
What did the dude say? I mean, remember I told you that, you know, I had a bit of sciatic? Obviously, it's not as, you know, hardcore
yeah.
as what you have, but they tell me to do, like, stretching, exercising and stuff. Are you going to do that stuff?
Right, yeah. The guy gave me, like, a list of exercises to do every day, but he also told me, which is basically, like you said, just stretching and, you know, laying with, you know, legs crossed and lean over, you know, that kind of crap. And he wants me to go to physical therapy for a couple of weeks just to see, just so they can get me stretched out. Because at this point, I mean, the sciatica thing is kind of, like, gone away. Like, it's benign. Like, it's still there, but it's not the main cause of my problem. Now the main cause of my problem is my spine being crooked. So that's what I have to do with physical therapy, is for them to get me kind of straight back up.
Well, stiff cock up your ass will probably straighten you out a little bit. Yeah, man. So, gay black porn will probably set you straight.
Could be.
And a couple bucks on the side. You probably live in L.A. to do this. Dude, this is not a negative whatsoever. I was watching... I'm sure you'll wake up without grogginess in the morning. You'll feel used and abused and vulnerable. But
yeah, I'll wake up crying.
Absolutely. I was watching this Netflix documentary called After Porn. I didn't get through it all because kind of lose interest after a while. But, it's sad. But Nina Harley does not seem sad because even with her lisp, she's a very educated woman.
So what is it, basically, people's lives, like, once they're done with
yeah,
porn?
Yeah, it's got a couple of big names. Nina Harley, which, you know, I don't know if anyone else knows, but, you know, the best ass in the business. Randy West, West. Big old-headed guy. Houston.
Yeah.
Has Houston.
Okay.
Apparently she had cancer, and she, like, had all, you know, she even, you know, not only did she say that, you know, she was a whore, but she was going on to say that she was, like, a media whore, that, like, anything she did. Like, she had one of those labiaplasties, I guess, where they cut your...
Yeah, I remember hearing that when she was on Stern, yeah.
And she auctioned them off. Like, she was like, I was a total media whore. I did it all for the attention and the money. It's fantastic.
Well, the best
so,
is, did you follow her when she was on Howard Stern back in the day?
Very, very, you know, every now and again. Just because, you know, Howard was on free, so I listened
right.
to it after that. It was over.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, once he went to satellite, I stopped listening. But when
right.
the best thing about her was when she was on, she did, like, her gangbang of, like, 500 dudes or whatever, which is just insane on so many levels. But then after that, she did something where, like, she offered herself to go to some kid's high school prom. Like, some kid in high school, like, wanted her to go to his prom. And she started dating the guy for, like, a few months.
Oh, my God, what a whore. Like, she was a total whore.
She was up in high school prom, and then he actually starts banging her. You kidding me?
Fucking disgusting woman. I love it.
She's her mind.
But she had all that money, all those millions invested in the stock market. And what happened to the stock market? It crashed. So she was like, poof, it's gone, all of it. All
right, now here's a question for you.
Your phone broke up. Go to the window. Go to the little window in your basement.
I can't. It's all the way over there. Wait.
What happened?
Do you think she really lost all her money?
I don't know. She said she had bought her home outright and she sold it, and that's, she alluded to that was like it. Plus, she's had cancer, so, you know, she could be that she lost.
Right, okay, that's fair. Yeah.
A significant amount of it.
Right.
So imagine, you fucking blast your pussy out to, you know, over 1,000 guys at that point. You take the 500 bank on the one movie, and you've done, you know, several hundred scenes, and a lot of these porn stars trick on the side. So she's had a lot, at least 1,000 cocks in her. And for nothing. That's terrible. Used up girl. And she's one of those, like, fuckbots, you know, big boobs and slim hips, really no ass. Just
fake lips. Yeah.
But it's horrible, fake lips. Terrible.
Yeah.
She's, well, it, you know, she's not relevant. She was like, you know, she was like leftovers from the 90s, you know, that still was like attractive.
She was definitely like the second or third tier. Like, she was not like a special on porn star.
It's like, I guess the producers were all, you know, like older 80s white guys who wanted that was their type. And they started to die off, and finally, late 90s, 2000s, they started getting women of
right,
all.
At least, like, with some people, like Jenna Jameson, I thought was really pretty even before, like, all the surgery and
absolutely.
Like,
she
was
fucking
hatching
her face, man.
Right. She was what I'm saying, like, Houston wasn't particularly attractive.
No, she was just, you know. She had the ingredients that, you know.
Like you said, yeah. Like you said, it was basically like the robot, yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like,
they're factory made.
Yeah. Well, were the ones from Austin Powers? The, Austin with the guns for nipples? One of those, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That's a movie series that fell off.
Would you ever fuck a superstar?
What happened?
Would you ever fuck a porn star like you were saying? Some of them do, like, tricks on the, you know,
side? Yeah, I would have, definitely.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them that do that sort of thing. They're fucking expensive. They're like thousands of dollars. Like, I can see that spending thousands
of absolutely. Like, you know, you, like, look up a porn star because, like, oh, damn, she's hot. Let me see what else she's done. And, like,
right.
You'll find a website that's, like,
yeah,
like, manages porn stars
well,
who trick.
Like a couple years ago, I saw that, like, Chasey Lane was around here. But this is, like, after her, like, crazy meth crackhead episodes. And she was still charging, like, $1,300 on her.
Damn, get the fuck out of here. How about you drop the one, maybe.
Right.
And make 2 hours out of it.
This is back in, like, thousands, maybe, but not for fucking 40-year-old cracked-ass.
Well, obviously, guys pay for it, because, damn.
I guess.
Well, honestly, like, if I was selling my asshole, you know, I'd probably charge $1,500 an hour. But at the same time, you know, like, that's a lot of money. That's tragic, poor fucking girls. But apparently that's like, you know, like an unspoken thing with porn stars in L.A. They sell themselves, especially to, like, celebrities or what have you.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
That's crazy. Bruce Willis stated... What?
How much do you think Charlie Sheen and all those guys just put on awards? Like,
well, I mean, he paid for a slew of them, and then they started lining up for free. He had this girl, Brie Olsen, I think. She's a cutie, man. And, so that was just a girlfriend. And
right.
Was the other girl at the same time a porn star as well, or she was just like a normal girl that got mixed up in all that?
I want to say she was a normal girl. Well, normal girl is a relative term in those terms. I don't think she's a professional porn star.
That's crazy. She's a girl off the street that got mixed up with Charlie Sheen and a porn star. Her parents must be proud.
This is the kind of thing, like, I feel like this is the problem, like, one of the reasons why to have, look.
You know, good. You're breaking up, man.
So,
breaking up.
Can be.
Breaker.
Ah, damn it.
There you go now.
All right, well, I didn't move, so hopefully my phone will keep service. But I was going to say, you can be a good parent and still raise, like, a fuck-up of a kid. So, like, you say, like, our parents must be proud. They might actually not done that bad of a job, even though it seems like they did.
Yeah, well, it's unpredictable because you got a human being with their own choices to be made. Well, it's like that fucking, I didn't even want to bring it up, but that fucking crazy cocksucker that killed all those kids.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, and I finally looked up a picture of him today, and he was just like some normal geeky looking kid. It wasn't even like he was crazy
saying,
looking.
Like, and isn't like his brother like a financial trader on Wall Street or something like that? Like,
no,
obviously
the dad is, and I don't know what the brother does, but the dad must have been making money because I read that he was paying for an alimony $240,000 a year. That's an alimony. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Insane.
At least he doesn't have to pay that anymore.
He had to be making a million. Right. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you, can you blame that kid's parents for what he did? Probably not.
Yeah. Some fucked
but
up shit, bro.
Yeah, fucking crazy. I mean, what to say? There's really nothing you can say about it. It's just horrible.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't even know how you deter some shit like that.
Right, yeah.
It's just, like, how do you, gun controls in Connecticut have strict gun control, I just don't know.
They're always going to find a way, I mean.
Yeah, anybody who wants to do that, will do that. That's just.
Right. Yeah, you're never going to, you're never going to shut off crazy, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's a fucking nightmare. I was looking up.
Can you imagine? Oh my god!
No, I don't. That's not the worst elementary school killing. A while ago, I guess when one of those shootings, a couple years ago, I looked at that type of stuff. So I re-looked it up. There was a bombing in like the 1920s, where this dude apparently, he was losing his farm to a tax, so like a new tax, and the tax was like.
Yeah.
Like a property tax, what's property tax now, which goes to schools,
Right.
So he was losing his farm because he couldn't keep up with the property tax that was going to the school system. And
okay.
I guess in the meantime, he was in charge of something in the school, like a superintendent or something, for renovating it or some shit. It was 1920.
Right.
So he had free access to it, at all times, whenever. So the course of a year, he loaded up the fucking place with dynamite.
Jesus.
The entire school. And so one morning he beats his wife to death, sets his, the structures, like the house and the barn on his farm on fire. So all the firefighters go over there.
Yeah.
Way out of their way over there. So somehow he set off the bombs, I don't know if they were, I guess remotely. So he had them detonated, and as soon as people were getting on the scene for that, to respond to the bomb and all the kids that were blown up.
Right.
So they're all heading up over there, and he pulls up in a car full of more dynamite, and blows it up, killing a bunch of other more people, like first responders and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, this is all in the 20s, man. Like, people were like, that was insane.
And that's fucked up, because you think about how long he had to, like, plan that, and, like,
yeah, the guy
go
was
through all these,
sick,
like, machinations to try to, like,
yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, for a whole year planning.
Right.
Yeah, that's just, like, cold.
That's
not even insanity.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. At that point, like, why wouldn't you just kill yourself and be done with it? Like, why do you have to, like, I don't
totally.
Have the mindset of ever, like, killing random people for no reason. Like, I just
and
couldn't.
No, and the more innocent, the worse. I mean, how, dude?
Right.
At this point, we don't even need fucking, terrorists don't even need to plan plot against
I know.
It just,
it's like doing it to ourselves. Like, what the fuck? And especially kids, I don't even know. Yeah, it's
fucked up, man. There's just no way you can watch that and not fucking.
Right.
get torn up about it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man.
I don't know. There's got to be, there's something on a kind of like bourgeois society level. You know, there's a disconnect, being uncontent, not content with, what is it? You know what I mean? Like, what makes you feel left out that you have to go kill innocent people?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, we've all had our moments where we're like, oh my God, you know, I'm upset over this, and, you know, life sucks today, and blah, blah, blah. But I would never, ever in a million years say, I'm going to take out my frustrations on random people for no reason. Like, I just couldn't see that. Like, even to the point where, on a much lower scale, like, you know, people who just randomly, like, beat up people, even not even talking about who shoot up schools, buildings, all that. But there are people who go out and, like, oh, I'm in a bad mood. Yeah. I'm going to go beat up the next person I see on the street. Like, I could never see, like, that mentality, right?
Well, I think that might be, well, first and foremost, you know, we can put in ourselves in person's place, imagination-wise. But I think you and I, being that we're, you know, white boys or light skin in, you know, going to high schools that were predominantly black, I think we can relate to that firsthand.
Right, but did you ever say, like, listen, there were times where I got, you know, picked on at school and jumped and robbed, and I would never say, okay, I'm going to come back here tomorrow and shoot up the school because I'm pissed off about it. Like, I just,
no,
I don't know.
Never. God. Well, that stuff never came out when we were in high school. But, yeah,
well,
no,
that's
well, no.
True, too. But that's what I'm saying. But it would never even, like, cross my mind. Like, I don't know.
Definitely not. Wanted to add something.
Just a lot of people, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, maybe when we turn 40 and start going on our cocaine binge, maybe we'll start doing some crazy stuff too.
Yeah, you never know. Cocaine makes you act differently, so we might. I'm gonna start getting in shape for cocaine from here to 40.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because it's gonna start shutting down your systems. do a lot of nasal decongestant. Sure, all those pipes are clean.
See, that's the problem. Like, I don't know if I can do coke, because my sinuses are so fucked up as it is. Like, I just feel like
I'm
too much more damage to myself.
A huge part of me, like, quitting smoking was, like, well, you know, when I smoked earlier on, even, like, when I was smoking, I stopped doing this. Like, I stopped throwing, you know, blowing smoke out of my nose, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
Because that was just, like, murder on me, you know? And
yeah.
And then just smoking in general a lot hurt my sinuses, and just a few cigarettes used to hurt my sinuses the next morning. Like,
really?
I was like, you know what, this is, like, fuck this, man. It's just, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
As much as I miss smoking all the time, but that fucking
well,
pain.
Do with that. It's just, I just can't believe how expensive it got. I mean, obviously they do that to deter smoking, but it's just like, can't get over how people spending, you know, all the week on smoking cigarettes.
I mean, yeah, definitely. And that was the first, you know, that's the first step to, that was the first step in raising prices for everything, though, you know what I mean? Like, and
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like tolls right now, like, well, you know, cigarettes, oh, we let that happen. And now,
right.
Fucking, it's ridiculous. You go to
now they basically
the
have carte blanche to raise whatever they feel like it, because there wasn't enough distance when they raise it on one thing, so there's not going to be, yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude. What is it? So is it like $7.50 to get from like the Bronx to Queens?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, that's fucking crazy, dude. Like, I don't understand. And Mike wants me to pick him up, so I have to pay $13 to get into New York.
Yeah.
And then round trip into Queens would be another $15, so that'd be $28 to go pick him up.
At that point, you'd almost be better off taking a cab. I mean,
I know. Well, I'm sure cabs have gone up
quite,
at that point.
Yeah, cabs have gone up too. But yeah, but if you're just getting, where's he getting off? Where's he getting LaGuardia?
I don't know. I haven't even touched base about it.
I was gonna try to,
I went to
actually took if he took the subway, if he took like a cab to the subway and then took the subway to the train station, he'd probably end up getting cheaper. Than,
okay.
I don't know. Depending on how much stuff he has, obviously.
He definitely owes me one.
Yes.
I went into the city to pick up a car. I got one of those hitches that you pick it and you hook it up to your truck. So I have to. I paid $45 to get into New York City.
Wow.
$45 to go into. It's like fucking.
That's
ridiculous. Insanity.
It really is not. $45. Jesus. So like, how much does it cost? Like, are there any stations by you?
Train stations?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's New Jersey Transit. I'm not sure how well that's working, and there's a PATH train.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because the last time I took a train into Jersey was to Garfield, but that was like a year and a half ago, so I have no idea, like, I don't even remember how much it was, but...
Yeah, that's probably New Jersey Transit. That's pretty expensive.
Right, right.
Subway to the PATH, near me at least. It's quicker and it's cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all been fucked up since, yeah. Jesus Christ, $45.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Dying here. Yeah, that's part of the, you know. It's just another sign to fucking close up shop, close my business, and be done with that shit.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it. I wanted to try to shoot this. Film project that
gotta be a better way. I just don't know what that way is.
No, I told you at the beginning of it to sell drugs.
Right. Well, sure. I don't know about what.
Well, because we're on air, we won't say. But a side note, for, I want to do the kid zombie movie. Aside from that, I wanted to, like, include in whatever, you know, way that gets released, like, either after or if we produce it on a DVD, you know, just talking out loud.
Right.
And a side kind of short where you, Mike, and I are trying to do this just, but it's like a little, like, comedy thing, like trying to raise funds for our kid zombie movie.
Right.
And so the quick gist of it would be, like, we try to sell fake drugs to undercover cops and stuff. And be the first to do that whole gangster rap formula. And just, like, we'll do shit like, say, oh, we're going to meet this guy. He's our supplier, you know. And,
right.
Like, you know, we, like, it's either you or Mike, and, you know, we, like, I try to shoot you, and the sound of it goes off, and it's just like, you know, someone on the side banging on a piece of metal, you know what I mean? And it's, like, off sync from, like, the gun, whatever. It's like, but, you know, what's going on here? And it can feel it like that. 90 seconds. To say our goodbyes.
Okay.
So that's that. We'll figure it out, I guess.
Yes, sir.
And that's that. All right, man. Well, I'm starving, so let's just leave it at that. And I got my father-in-law coming over in 2 minutes. If he's not here in the other room already. Oh. All right, my man. All right, we'll talk
sir.
To you Wednesday. Feel better?
Sounds good.
All right, rock and roll.
All right,
brother. All right, fuck you, Wednesday. Later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.